you are, Paul Christy.
John Lennon, Woman. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, Paul Christy on WYUR, 1310 AM, your radio station. We are reminiscing and looking and listening to all of the things that happened 34 years ago on this very spot on your radio dial, AM 1310. It was Keener 13. We're bringing you back with the disc jockeys, the jingles, the songs, the contests, the promotions, the commercials. We're getting some requests for the disc jockeys, and we're going to try to dig them up and get them out for you. So don't worry. I'm working on it. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Speaking of working, we have 52 degrees at Broadcast Park. We're working on a high today of about 55 with periods of rain today, tonight, and tomorrow. I don't know if we've got things to do inside that the rain will not bother us, but to find out, you must listen to your radio station on a Saturday morning at this time to Elise Field, the Detroit News Family Entertainment writer and author of Kids Catalog of Michigan Adventures, right?
That's right. Hi, Paul.
How you doing? You got some inside stuff for us today for the entire family?
Oh, I just knew it would be an inside day, and I'm sure that the kids are a little bit still sugar high. And,
Yeah, I got to get them out of the house and into somebody else's place.
There are a lot of things going on that are very unusual at the local museums, and especially for families who are going up to the state game, State versus Ohio, and if, let's say, Dad and the older kids want to go to the game, mom and the younger kids, or grandma and the younger kids, can go over to Lansing's Impression 5 Museum, which, although the game is in East Lansing, the Impression 5 Museum is located a few blocks east of the Capitol in Lansing, you know, actually the city of Lansing. They have a wonderful new exhibit that's opening up today. It's called The World of Peter Rabbit, The Art and Science of Beatrix Potter. And the hours today are from 10 to 5, and tomorrow from noon to 5. This exhibit will be going on through January 16th. And what makes it so unusual and cute for families is that in addition to Beatrix Potter's illustrations, you can do a lot of hands-on things. Like there's a vegetable patch that kids can wander through. They can crawl into a tree burrow like the one that Peter's family lived. They can walk inside a Victorian-style playhouse. And they can see a dollhouse that would be like the one in The Tale of the Two Bad Mice. And every Saturday at 10 a.m., through December 13th, you can go down to Lansing, or up to Lansing.
Or
around to Lansing.
Or over to Lansing.
Right. And there's a story time with Beatrix Potter stories, which are my favorite. So that's one thing to do, or if it gets just too rainy and mucky at the game. If you're going to...
Is that a technical term, rainy and mucky?
Okay,
just checking. I'm sorry.
Also, in Ann Arbor, I thought I'd give equal time. If you're going up to the U of M game, same idea. If the kids, the little kids, really don't want to go to the game or you don't have tickets for them, there is an unusual exhibit that's being shared between two exhibits, the two museums, the Kelsey Museum of Archaeology and the U of M Museum of Art. Both are located on State Street, right on the U of M campus, the kitty corner from one another. And they're showing artifacts from an ancient dig that happened in Israel, of an old city called Sepphoris or Zippori, depending on if you're speaking Greek or Hebrew. The artifacts by themselves are sort of static, and only a child who really loves archaeology will like them. But at the U of M Art Museum, they have a wonderful self-guided tour book. It's a like an activity book that's geared for elementary age kids and their families. That's truly excellent. You walk through and you look for things, and there are activities to do in the book. And then the hours today are 10 to 5. But if you go up on Sunday, every Sunday through December 7th at 2 to 5, they have a program called Zippori Live, in which actors, most of them are university students, are dressed as Romans or ancient Jews or early Christians from this 3rd century Galilee city, and they're interacting with the visitors. Very quickly you realize that you're not in 1997, you're in the 3rd century Galilee.
Sounds like fun.
It is fun, and it makes history come to life, and that's actually what I wrote about in the Detroit News for last Thursday. So that goes on every Sunday from 2 to 5 at the U of M Art Museum and also the Kelsey Museum of Archaeology. And then there are other fun things going on in museums around town. At the Detroit Institute of Arts, the Splendors of Ancient Egypt is still there. And you can, for $4, you can rent a children's tape. You know how we rent headphones for ourselves when we go to art museums that have big art exhibits? Well, they have a headphone with a tape for adults, but they also have one for children. And I found that the children's tape was just perfect for me, too, because there are 20 galleries. It's a very big exhibit. And in this way, you're looking at the highlights of each exhibit. You're not being bogged down by too many technical things. And in addition, the DIA has a drop-in workshop today from noon to 4 for children 13 and younger, and you can create Egyptian musical instruments of ancient Egypt. The DIA has put together a tremendous amount of family programming on the weekends, so I would highly recommend going down. Their drop-in art workshops are of very high caliber, and I really enjoyed watching it when I went down there.
All right. Well, speaking of enjoying things, one more item that we can enjoy.
Oh, sure. Also, if you're in the Cultural Center, you can go down and see the IMAX Theater offerings at the Detroit Science Center. You can watch Super Speedway, which is all about the racing industry and about the Grand Prix. And that show is showing today at 2:45 and 4, today and tomorrow. Or you can see special effects, 12:45 and 1:45 today and 1:45 Sunday. And those are sort of the behind the scenes of how they created Independence Day and King Kong and a lot of the really neat movies with special effects.
Okay.
So there's tons of things going on around town and indoors, so you don't have to be watching cartoons.
or you could stay indoors and listen to your radio station.
Oh, that's true. Or you could drive.
Or you could drive and listen to your radio station, 1310 AM. Normally, Elise Field is heard around 8:35 or so every Saturday with the kids' catalog and information for the family entertainment. But because of a prior commitment to another guest, we had to move you up a little bit, but I hope you don't mind.
No, no, I didn't.
Okay, very good. Elise Field, the Detroit News family entertainment writer and author of Kids' Catalog of Michigan Adventures. Hope to talk to you next week. In case people are just dialing in for the first time, you are the one that gives us all of the family entertainment, things we can do with the entire family, mom, the kids, grandpa, grandma, the babysitter, the youngsters.
And it's really, you know, kids grow up too fast. And
yeah.
So I would highly recommend that you take every opportunity to do something with your kids.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Talk to you next week,
okay,
Elise.
Okay, Pa.
All right. Have a good weekend, the remainder of it anyway. At 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, 52 degrees at Broadcast Park, our phone number is... Oh, wait a minute. I found something. I don't even have to say it anymore. Man, am I getting lazy or what? Here at WYUR, our phone number is...
313-298-1310.
Can you believe they actually did that for me so I don't have to say...
313-298-1310.
Okay, don't overdo it, Paul, because you know what'll happen. All right, we are reminiscing 34 years ago this weekend with Keener 13 that came on the radio in Detroit at 1310 a.m. 34 years ago, playing some of the disc jockeys, the music, the contest, the jingles, the commercials. Someone called up and said, how about some Bobby Green? What you got there, Paul?
I would like to say hello to a couple of our visitors in the studio today. Say, do you like our DJ bowling game on Keener 13?
Yes.
How about the Lucky License game?
Yes.
And, of course, there's trivia every day during the week.
Yes.
You like that. I see. Well, what is your name?
Pedro.
Oh, you. I know you.
Johnny,
yeah. You like the music on Keener 13?
Nice.
Uh-huh. How about our on-the-spot news coverage?
Nice.
Uh-huh. And all the key men, too. How about...
Nice.
All right. Do you think you can do a station break for me?
No.
Well, would you please?
Sure.
All you got to do is walk over there and push the button. Easy, huh?
Yes.
I'm glad you can both stop by today.
Thank you.
Oh, you're entirely welcome. Bye-bye.
Nice.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, TC. 10 o'clock show, mornings 9 to noon on Keener 13 with all those guys there. Number 21 song in Keener by the Isley Brothers, their newest one. Your soul, heart, and mind is weak for you. Wow, man.
You got me.
Isley Brothers. So Heart of Mine is weak for you, honey. Keener 1-3, song is 21 of the Music Guide, and it's about 10 minutes after 3 o'clock there, Thursday afternoon time. Hello there.
Greeny Bob, he used to call himself sometimes, and sometimes call himself Bob Green, and we call this a good friend of ours. Hi, how you doing?
Fine, Paul, thank you.
Who is this?
This is Jack Rourke from Allen Park.
I knew that, Jack. I just wanted to hear you say your name.
Thank you, and my wife and I are very active with the Henry Ford Estate, where Keener used to be.
Uh-huh.
The best-kept secret in Dearborn. And Christmas is coming around the corner, and your lady friend was telling about how things for families, they could do with things with families.
Uh-huh.
Well, Christmas at Fairlane starts starts actually with tours and parties, a whole list of things for families from December on to the 31st. And, of course, the estate at that time will be in the brightest colors and flowers, and it's just a wonderful time of the year to walk the fields, walk the campus on the University of Michigan Dearborn campus, and walk the estate. But there's so many good things for children, like breakfast with Santa, gingerbread house workshop, tour tea, and Christmas treasures. People are always looking for things to do at Christmas time.
Yeah.
When they get the children at home, they got a holiday luncheon concert, Santa's workshop, candles and carols dinner. I mean, just a ton of things to do for Christmas time.
Is there a way they can find out more?
Yes, like, and they should do it now because it's
313-593-5590.
We take our grandchildren every year to three breakfasts with Santa, and it's sold out every day, 8 o'clock, 9:15, and 10:30, December 6th.
Great.
And they get their pictures with Santa, but they get to walk through the house and see how beautiful it is, the estate.
Yeah.
The best-kept secret in Dearborn.
Well, not after you just told them.
Well, I appreciate that, Bob. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you for listening, and say hi to everybody in Allen Park. As Bob Hines says, just would you do us a favor and call just maybe a couple of friends of yours and tell them about 1310?
They know all about you, and our good friend Jimmy Davis does a heck of a job, too.
Yes, he does. He is the best. It pains me to say that.
Yeah, I know. He's a good friend of ours, too.
Well, we work together. Back in Kalamazoo, we work together.
Oh, so. God, he worked with our Lord.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Listen, thank you very much,
Jack. Thank you, Paul.
Anytime, this is your radio station, so
use
that phone number whenever you want to.
Yes, 313-298-1310.
Oh, I could have had the group say it, but that's okay. I've got a...
No, I know. It's brand new.
I'm getting a little bit lazy.
No.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too.
WYUR is your radio station. We build it to your specifications. And we'll be here to entertain and inform you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're located, of course, on the AM dial at 1310. But did you know that you can also pick us up on the World Wide Web with Real Audio? That means that no matter where you are, in your home, in your office, anywhere in the state or the United States, or for that matter, in any of 37 foreign countries around the world, we're just sitting there waiting for you to dial up and listen. Our web address is www.1310.com. Again, www.1310.com. WYUR is your radio station. It's the station you can listen to around the corner or around the world. And remember, nobody goes further for you.
WYUR.
Peel me a grape. Crush me some ice.
Diana Krall, Love Scenes.
I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape.
Love Scenes, the one CD that everyone's talking about by Diana Krall, the one vocalist that everyone loves.
'Twas just a garden in the rain.
One of the most quietly expressive jazz singers of her generation raves the New York Times. And USA Today says she creates a mood fit for wine and candlelight.
All or nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me.
Get in the mood for Love Scenes and fall in love with Diana Krall. Diana Krall's Love Scenes is available at all Sam Goody locations. Call 1-888-REPLAY, 1-888-REPLAY, for the Sam Goody location nearest you. Or pick it up at your favorite store.
All right, thank you. 8:28, 28 minutes after 8 o'clock and 51 degrees. High today, about 55, and periods of rain today, tonight, and tomorrow. They call it scattered showers tomorrow. That's cool. Low tonight, 45 to 48, and a high tomorrow, about 50. Just about what you're feeling right now, if you're outside or heading out there, or maybe you opened up the door to pick up the newspaper, whatever. It is 51 degrees at Broadcast Park, and we're looking for a high today, or a high tomorrow near 50, so as I said, that's just about what it's going to feel like tomorrow, too. And I want to remind you, coming up in the next half hour, besides reminiscing with the 34 years ago this weekend Keener 13 celebration that we are experiencing here on WYUR on the Paul Christie Saturday Morning Show until 10 o'clock, we'll also be talking to Rex Halfpenny, the home brew expert, and he'll be telling us a little bit more about home brewing and Michigan beers, to be specific. We'll be talking to Rex in the next half hour right here on WYUR. And Rob Pasco is standing by with the very latest in news headlines. Let's find out what's happening in this world of ours around the corner and even up your block. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
Good, real good. I'm like with the audience. I'm reminiscing with the Keener 13 jocks and jingles and songs and contests and just having a ball. I hope
now,
you guys
I don't want to sound like I haven't been listening to the entire broadcast.
No, I know you got work to do. You got traffic to check out, headlines and weather and all that, so I can understand.
Is Keener, though, a sports station now in Cleveland?
There is a sports station that has the call letters, right, in Cleveland.
Okay.
Very good. You've done your homework.
Yes, I have. I was listening on the way in, mm-hmm. and then listening when I got here, and I was trying to figure out, I thought maybe I was thinking of a different station, which I am, but I do have the call letters right, which is very weird for this early in the morning that I got something right.
Yeah, Keener 13, 34 years ago, was what we're talking about, WKNR, and then a station in Cleveland picked them up just recently, or in the past few months or years, and called themselves WKNR, which stood KNR, by the way. You probably don't own this, Rob, and then we'll get on with your report. Stood for the Knorr family, who owned the radio station.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Oh, wow. I like that. We got an oh, wow out of him. And what's happening in the news headlines?
Well, coming up at the top of the hour, very positive news for the city of Detroit as far as what went on the last couple of days. We're calling it Angels Night now. The mayor very pleased with all of the help that was given to snuff the fires and keep the people out on the streets to keep the people off the streets, if you understand that. I'll have more of that coming up at the top of the hour. Some sad news coming out of Livonia, an African-American family in Livonia, the victim of a hate group, but they don't plan to move anywhere, although some would think you would after seeing what they saw. I'll have that story. A big weekend if you're a college football fan. No, not the Michigan-Michigan State game, but the Little Brown Jug, as Jim Burke reported earlier, up for grabs in Ann Arbor. Expect some heavy traffic because it's homecoming weekend. I'll have that story coming up at the top of the hour, as well as a look at your traffic and the weather for this Saturday morning.
Okay, let's check with Jim Burke now and find out the latest in sports. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Paul. Good morning. This sports report is service of Rain-X. Good and bad last night in the Pistons' season opener at the Palace. The good, a 92-79 triumph over the Washington Wizards. The bad, Joe Dumars driving for a basket in the second quarter, pulled his hamstring muscle. He'll miss some games. How many remains to be seen, but seeing Joe on the hardwood grimacing was not a pretty sight. Grant Hill hitting for a near triple-double was a pretty sight. 25 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists for the Detroit franchise player. Lindsey Hunter added 23 with 9 rebounds. Grant Long had 13 points. Theo Ratliff scores 11, so 4 Pistons scoring in double figures last night. Detroit's defense held the Wizards to 39% shooting. The only scoring threat was ex-Wolverine Chris Webber with 19. Michigan buddy Juwan Howard added 13. A couple of days off now, and then the Knicks in New York on Tuesday night. Stop the presses. The Celtics, a 15-win team last year, came from 20 down to stun the champion Bulls 92-85. Michael Jordan with 16 of his 30 in the fourth quarter, but it wasn't enough, so Rick Pitino already making an impact in Beantown. The Bucks beat the 76ers by 15. Miami 13 better than Toronto. The Nets down Larry Bird in the Pacers Pacers 97-95 as Rick Smits missing a pair of free throws with a second to play. Minnesota tops Golden State by 16 despite a 45-point effort from Latrell Sprewell. Kevin Garnett hit for 25 for the T-Wolves. The Knicks down Charlotte by a dozen. Atlanta spoils Chuck Daly's debut with Orlando winning by 6. Houston was 8 better than Cleveland. The Suns defeat the Clippers by 15. The Spurs were 11 better than Denver. The Red Wings dressed up last night, but their Halloween costume was not that of a Stanley Cup champion. The Wings lose to the Kings 5-1, but hey, even the best in the business has to have a bad game now and then. Los Angeles gets the hat trick from Yannick Perreault, no relation to Ross, and they outshoot Detroit 28-26. Stefan Fisse topping Kevin Hodgson as far as net play. Slava Koslov with the lone Wings goal. Detroit slips to 10-2-2, still an excellent record, and tied for first place in the division with the Blues. Sergei Fedorov is still a holdout, but he is skating. He's in Russia practicing with his old Soviet team. According to the Free Press this morning, there are no plans to play with the CSKA squad, but his agent isn't ruling that out. Elsewhere in the NHL, Philadelphia and Washington tied at 2. Chicago tops San Jose 5-3. Buffalo beats Ottawa in overtime 3-2. In Ann Arbor today, the 81st battle for the Little Brown Jug, Minnesota and the Michigan Wolves. Wolverines knock pads. U of M 7-0, ranked fourth in the nation against the 2-6 Gophers, who are 0-4 in Big Ten play. This isn't making Coach Lloyd Carr overconfident by any stretch.
Minnesota's a team that plays extremely hard. It's very apparent when you watch their special teams, you watch them on defense. I'm not saying they're a great football team, but I'm saying that they give great effort. And any time you give great effort in anything, then you have a chance. And, Glenn Mason, I think, will do an outstanding job there because they had a great chance to beat Penn State and Wisconsin. And Penn State at Happy Valley, they kick 5 field goals, which tells you one thing. They can move the football.
And Corey Sauter can pass it. He's thrown for more than 1,000 yards this season. But this guy has not seen a defense quite like Michigan's, ranked 3rd in the country in total yards given up. U of M has allowed only 2 touchdown passes all season long and has made 18 interceptions. Carr is happy with how his squad has responded.
I am delighted with the attitude and the work ethic of this football team. These kids, they're fun to coach. They're very, very unselfish. And I think that's why we've been able to have the consistency. We don't have any internal turmoil. We've got guys that like each other. They get along well. And that makes the week go fast. I mean, a season like this is going very fast. But certainly we're in the thin air, and we're higher on that mountain, and it's going to get tougher. There isn't any question about that. And this week will be the toughest challenge we've had because emotionally we're coming off probably the most emotional performance we've had all year.
Talking about the Michigan State game last weekend, which U of M won by 16. Game time today in Ann Arbor at 12:20. Speaking of MSU, the Spartans want to stop the 2-game slide, doing so a big task facing the 9th-ranked Buckeyes of Ohio State, a 3:30 contest under the portable lights at Spartan Stadium. Watch out for that potent passing attack by Ohio State. The Buckeyes sport the top 2 passers in the league in Joe Germain and Stanley Jackson, and a potent ground game, which Michigan State has been vulnerable to this season. Eastern Michigan home against Western Michigan at 1 o'clock in Ypsilanti. Central Michigan also home versus Marshall and its all-star receiver Randy Moss. Wayne State hosts Northern Michigan at noon. At the Tour Championship, Scott Hoke fires a 65. He's 9 under par, 1 stroke up on Jim Furyk, and 2 better than Mark Calcavecchia and David Duval halfway through the final final golfing event of the season. First prize in this event, get a load of this, $720,000. Bobby Hamilton on the pole for Sunday's NASCAR race in Phoenix, qualifying at 131 miles per hour. Discover Rain-X, the world's most trusted name for improved visibility and driving safety. Rain-X repels rain, sleet, and snow to let you see clearly in the worst weather. Get Rain-X at automotive outlets everywhere. I'm Jim Burke, WYUR Sports.
Thank you very much, Jim. Do appreciate it. And we'll be hearing more from you a little later on.
Coffee and conversation, WYUR.
Gee, I hope we haven't offended our next guest, Rex Halfpenny, when we said coffee in conversation. I couldn't find anything that would tie in with the 3,000 bottles of beer that you have on the wall there. How you doing, Rex?
Good, Paul. Thank you very much.
Good.
I don't mind. I drink coffee, too.
You drink?
Probably does a lot of America this time of day.
That's true. Caught our eye with this article of 3,000 bottles of beer on the wall. You are a connoisseur of Michigan brews. Is that all of Michigan brew on the wall there, the 3,000, or is that a compilation of Michigan and national brews?
Well, that's actually a compilation of collecting beers from all over the country for the last 15 years. And that's not to say that Michigan doesn't have an outstanding selection of beer in its own right.
When did you get started in this? You've obviously, taken time to collect all these beers, right?
Well, I was fortunate enough to be living in the San Francisco Bay Area in the mid-'80s. Mm-hmm. That gave me the opportunity to visit Anchor Steam and Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, and that opened my eyes to what we know. Know as the microbeer movement happening, the renaissance in ales that have happened in America since that time.
Since that time, have you seen the growth? I'm sure you have seen it, but have you tracked any of the numbers or stats in terms of what it might have started off with in the 80s and how many we have now as far as microbrewers?
Well, you can actually track it from Fritz Maytag beginning with his purchase buyout of the Anchor Steam Brewing Company in San Francisco in the mid-70s
mm-hmm.
To today in the United States of 1,250 microbrews and brew pubs, microbreweries and brew pubs in the U.S. today.
Can we get a definition of, because we hear these terms all the time, and I'm not quite sure if we're on target with the meaning of the term microbrew and the brew pubs. And
sure. Microbreweries, and I'll use the definitions as they're defined here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Each state is allowed by the federal government to determine their own laws regarding the sale and distribution of alcohol. But in Michigan, a microbrewery is a brewery that is licensed to produce and sell its own beer on its licensed premise. A microbrewery may also distribute in packages via the middle tier, the distribution system, to the retail outlets and other restaurants.
Mm.
But it can only sell its own product at its own establishment. In other words, it can't sell other beers, and it can't sell wine, and it cannot sell spirits or alcohol. A brew pub, on the other hand, is a licensed restaurant that makes and produces beer. However, the brew pub may also sell guest beers, wine, and spirits.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're the editor and publisher of the Michigan Beer Guide, a monthly newsletter that goes out to, what, beer drinkers, brewers, distributors all across the country and Michigan. What does the magazine consist of?
Well, we try to focus...
Or the newsletter,
the newsletter. We try to focus on the Michigan beer scene for the Michigan beer consumer.
Mm-hmm.
We do have subscribers as far away as Hawaii and Florida, but the newsletter itself is aimed at the Michigan beer scene. So the people that are outside of Michigan that are interested in what's happening in Michigan, perhaps Michiganders that are outstate on a temporary or permanent basis want to keep track of what's going on here in Michigan. We try to cover virtually everything about the beer scene in Michigan, what's going on principally with the suppliers, the 52-plus licensed micro and brew pub establishments in Michigan right now. We try to cover what's going on in the retail industry. We try to cover what the distribution concerns of the distribution part of the industry is. And, of course, we try to educate the consumer in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
We see Michigan Beer Guide as tying the community together here in Michigan.
There's a conference going on. We're aware of that. You want to talk about the conference going on? That's today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm sitting right here right now on a payphone in the lobby of the Bavarian Inn.
Oh, nice location.
Yeah. And we've got the Taste of the Great Lakes Homebrew Conference occurring right now. And this is Jeff Herbert of Bybeer Incorporated has been doing this now for 8 years. Jeff is a home brewer and sells home brewing supplies. And events like this are intended to further the promotion of the understanding of beer and homebrewed beer. And they're centered around competitions. So people that make their own beer can enter their beer according to style and compete against other home brewers who have made similar beers along the same styles in a competition designed to recognize quality and achievement in home brewing of beer.
Mm. What goes into making a good beer? I know this seems like a simple question, but there are just the basic ingredients, right? I mean, and what are the basic ingredients?
Home brewing is just cooking. And all you need to make beer, the primary ingredient, of course, is water. Mm-hmm. The next ingredient is barley malt, and after that would be hops and yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in addition to those four things, a mm-hmm. wide variety of other things can be introduced into the beer to create different fruit and berry flavors or other unique principles to give a beer a certain kind of character.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing that I would say that homebrewers need to pay attention to is sanitation. Because what we're actually doing here is we're creating a sweet liquid that is highly susceptible to contamination from outside elements. So the principal concern to make a good home brew by the home brewer would be sanitation.
Oh.
I'm not talking about sterilization. I'm just talking about making sure that everything is good and clean and that you're taking all due precautions from only introducing those living organisms you want to introduce, yeast, and not introducing other organisms that can lead to off flavors in your beer.
Are there any shortcuts that some people take that we're not aware of, and how would we tell if they were taking any shortcuts in terms of the ingredients?
Well, I think the biggest shortcut, there's two ways to make a beer, and the quickest way is to use what's known as extracts. And extracts are when a malting company has gone through the effort of creating the sweet liquid and condensing it into a concentrated formula, usually as a heavy syrup in cans or as a powdered dry extract that you can buy in bags. And this this shortcut allows the home brewer to bypass the steps of purchasing grain, weighing grain, grinding the grain, and doing a mash to extract those sweet liquids.
Mm.
All of this is a process that he would have to do before he could actually begin, he or she could actually begin boiling the wort to make beer.
Mm. In the remaining time that we have, any new beers we should be on the lookout for that maybe you've run across and would recommend?
There are so many today. I used to be on top of the whole beer scene, but with what's going on throughout the U.S. and right here in Michigan with 52 producers of beer here in Michigan, my advice to everybody is go out and try Michigan first. Discover the Michigan beers that are out there. We have excellent world-class examples of beer styles of all over the world made fresh right here in the state, and these are the beers you need to ask your retailer for. And when you go out to restaurants, ask for Michigan beer. Let's get these people to support Michigan.
You said that you were on a payphone at the Bavarian Inn in Frankenmuth, right?
Right.
Are they back to brewing beer? I know they got a setback with that tornado or that bad storm a few years ago.
Right. Frankenmuth Hofbrauhaus is the current name. Hofbrauhaus Frankenmuth is the current name of the brewing company that was called Frankenmuth Brewery, which
mm-hmm.
is right up the street here. And they were blown away by a tornado in June of 96.
Mm-hmm.
Today, there's a big hole in the ground and great big plans to create a multi-story, tourist-oriented microbrewery that's going to take advantage of that which we all know Frankenmuth to be, a highly tourist-oriented location.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do tours, they'll have tastings, and a full-service restaurant, which is the principal difference of the new Hofbrauhaus Frankenmuth to the old Frankenmuth microbrewery.
If you know, and I don't mean to embarrass you if you don't know the answer, but is there any particular reason why Frankenmuth is a spot where beer is brewed?
Well, I tell you, beer beer in the U.S., I mean, it goes back to our founding fathers, but you have to consider that the Midwest was populated largely by German and European immigrants that mm-hmm. came through the 1800s, large migrations in the 1800s, mm-hmm. bringing with them that thirst for their home beverage, which was beer, and after about 1850, lager beer. Frankenmuth itself was settled in 1845 by a group of Germans who traveled here, took the voyage across the Atlantic and came to the edge of the Cass River and founded Frankenmuth.
Oh.
Frankenmuth, being a very Germanic community, just lends itself toward a beer orientation.
I see. Very good. Okay, is the conference open to the public, or is this just for people who are connected with the brewing and beer end of it?
This is a public event. And it's starting in just a few minutes here. So,
okay.
but it happens every year. Like I said, this is the eighth year. Currently, we have legislation with the Senate to legalize home brewing in the state of Michigan. And what I mean specifically is right now, Michigan statutes recognize the making of wine and cider. But for whatever reason, beer is conspicuously absent. We have here with us today Senator Dingell,
mm-hmm.
Chris Dingell, who is one of the sponsors of a piece of homebrew legislation currently in the Senate, and he will be speaking to us this morning as well. And I do encourage everybody to write, if they want a homebrewer, if they are homebrewers, to write their senators right now, because we have homebrew legislation, House Bill 4850, before the Senate right now to statutorily recognize the brewing of beer in Michigan.
Okay. I don't want to keep you from the conference. If they want to get your publishing letter or your newsletter, how would they do that?
Sure. We are available for free. Thousands of copies are distributed all over the state, and we're available at all the microbreweries and brew pubs around the state, some of the significant retailers. We have subscriptions at $24 a year. That's $2 a month for 12 months. And those are the two ways. And people can write to us or send us a check at P.O. Box 648.
648.
Leonard, Michigan. That's L-E-O-N-A-R-D. And the zip code is 48367.
48367, Leonard,
correct.
Michigan. Okay, very good. I appreciate you spending time with us, and don't be late for the meetings and the conference, and hope to talk to you again, because there's so much to cover, and this is quite a varied and interesting business and avocation and hobby. It's all mixed in together, right?
That's absolutely correct, and beer is just it's a terrific thing, and people that are into it just they love it in more ways than we can spend 5 minutes on.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Rex Halfpenny, the publisher and editor of the Michigan Beer Guide on WYUR, 1310 AM, your radio station. Paul Christie with you from now until 10 o'clock. And, of course, we'll be talking cars with Art Servey from 10 until 12 noon on your radio station. He'll say, let's talk cars, and you're off and running. High today, 55. Low tonight, 45 to 48. And a high tomorrow, Sunday, near 50, with rain and scattered showers throughout the weekend. Off and on. It's 51 degrees at Broadcast Park.
Hi, Bob Hines here. Monday, some tips to help empty nesters save money. A look at what life insurance is right for you, and a preview of Tuesday's elections. Ellen Mohan, Eli Zarrett with Wings, Pistons, and Lions games.
And I'm John Delmonico, WYUR News, where we're going to unveil legislation targeted at raising awareness of domestic violence in Michigan. We'll hear more about that from a state representative.
Traffic and weather and great music on your radio station, WYUR, 1310 AM.
If you're thinking about going to Hawaii, there's only one place to call, and that's YMT Vacations. So get ready to call for the brochure. YMT specializes in Hawaii. They've had their own office in Honolulu since 67. Their most popular vacation is for 2 weeks, visiting the four beautiful islands of Maui, Oahu, Kauai, and the Big Island of Hawaii. Included are air flights, Hawaiian-owned hotels, baggage handling, sightseeing on each and every island, plus Your Man, a native-born Your Man Tours Hawaiian escort who flies with you from island to island, handling details and making sure you have fun. Prices start at only $14.99 plus tax, and they're guaranteed in writing to be the lowest for any comparable vacation. For a brochure of this four-island, 15-day vacation departing 52 weeks a year, call the Hawaiian specialists at YMT Vacations. Call 1-800-YOUR-MAN. Plan ahead. Some dates sell out months in advance. For your brochure, call 1-800-YOUR-MAN. That's 1-800 YOURMAN.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sippy Soda sales meeting. Well, as you know, it's been a good year at Sippy Soda. We've introduced our three new flavors, Watermelon Wiggle, Bubblegum Pop, and Cotton Candy Fizzy. Well, that's right. You should be happy, because you are the ones who make Sippy Soda great. Every little bubble has your name on it. And we know people love and respect Sippy Soda. Why? Well, that's right. Because we put the art in artificial.
There's so much fake stuff in this world. But you can always count on the genuine taste of Ocean Spray Cranberry Juice Cocktail. It's made from real fruit grown on family farms for a refreshing taste that's never phony.
But please, raise your bottles for a toast.
Ocean Spray. Refreshingly honest.
Well, I hope it's a good morning for you. We'll be getting back.
Do me right.
Wait a minute. I wasn't done talking. You know what I mean? Okay. We'll be getting back to more of the celebration of 34 years ago today, or this weekend, the inception of Keener 13 at 1310 on your dial, this very spot. We'll have Gary Stevens coming up for you in just a skosh. Now, James Taylor, if you're so lonely, tell us about it.
Do me wrong, do me right. Tell me lies, but hold me tight. Save your goodbyes for the morning light. But don't let me be lonely tonight. Say goodbye and say hello. Sure enough, good to see you, but it's time to go. Don't say yes, but please don't say no. I don't want to be lonely tonight. See me getting down on my knees. I'm undecided and your heart's been divided. You've been turning my world upside down. Do me wrong, do me right, right now, baby. Go on and tell me lies, but
James Taylor, Sweet Baby James, I Don't Want to Be Lonely Tonight. 8:56 with Paul Christie as we take you back 34 years ago this weekend. WKNR, Keener 13, happened at this spot on your dial at 1310 a.m. And we're remembering Keener. Here's a request for Gary Stevens.
It's all over! That's Walter Jackson on the Gary Stevens Show, number 23 this week. That's the bottom half of a Keener double play. It's 5 o'clock.
All right. Gary Stevens!
I want to say happy birthday to Nancy Maxwell. Happy birthday, Nancy. If I could sing, I'd sing it to you. And you wouldn't want me to sing it to you, believe me.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, through the wine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman still on the line.
Glenn Campbell, the Wichita lineman, still on the line. Again, I apologize to Nancy Maxwell, and happy birthday, Nancy, from your radio station, WYUR.
A while ago, we opened our own business, got the right location, right people, thought we bought the right computer equipment, even got the right lawyer when we went belly up. What we did wrong was not call AST. Because with their Entrepreneurial Edge programs, you get the right computers and more, like money-saving, business-growing services that help small to mid-sized companies succeed, and they're free. So next time I'm calling AST at 800-447-0023, because if being a success is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Tonight, the NBC Saturday Trilogy returns. Three shows to thrill and amaze. First,
the Pretender
pretends he's dead. Second,
Sleepwalkers,
the dream team that enters your mind. Third,
Profiler
is requested by the president. The NBC Saturday Trilogy, 8, 7 Central, NBC Tonight.
Set a button on your radio to us.
WYUR, Dearborn, Detroit.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. Mutual News.
This could be a weekend of new confrontation between Iraq, Saddam Hussein, and the UN. Saddam has decided to throw out American inspectors assigned to a UN team looking for Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Edward Uranian has details from Beirut.
Our decision is irrevocable and there's no backing down, Iraq's vice president told reporters. Iraq has given 10 American weapons inspectors with the 40-member United Nations team until November 5th to leave the country. The Iraqi vice president nevertheless left the door open for any United Nations mediator to visit Baghdad. But he said Iraq will not take orders from UN Weapons Chief Richard Butler, who he claims is responsible for the conflict. Butler insisted earlier that all members of the UN team would continue work as usual. Edward Uranian, Beirut.
Sympathy is building for the British au pair sentenced to life for killing an infant. Her attorneys on Tuesdays will ask the judge to overturn that verdict. I'm Dick Rossay.
Recently, there's been a lot of news about eggs. People have rediscovered them, and it's easy to see why. For most healthy people, eggs can be part of a well-balanced diet.
Ooh, you gotta love it, the incredible edible eggs. I love eggs!
Vitamins, are they important for your body? Well, like a machine, your body needs energy to work right. B vitamins help convert fats and carbohydrates in your food to the energy your brain, muscles, and nervous system need. Vitamins aren't important, they're essential. If you're not getting the recommended daily amount from your diet, consider supplements and fortified foods. Vitamins, you can't live without them. A health message from Roche.
This week, China's President Jiang Zemin acknowledged hearing protesters during his visit here. He called it noise in his ears. There's certain to be more noise in Boston today, Jiang's next-to-last stop in his week-long visit. Protesters are expected to be out by the thousands to condemn China's record on human rights and the occupation of Tibet. President Clinton does some more pressing of the flesh in Florida today, raising money for the Democratic Party among wealthy contributors. Party officials say they need $50 million to wipe out their debt. Yesterday, the president got donors to cough up more than $500,000 of that amount. The Ross Perot-founded Reform Party meets in convention in Kansas City this weekend, working to chart that party's future. Perot will deliver the keynote address against a backdrop of mounting feeling that he should turn over the reins of leadership to a younger generation. The president of the Czech Republic, Václav Havel, is suffering from his second bout of pneumonia in 3 months. His wife says she's worried about his health. Havel last year had a malignant tumor and much of his right lung removed as a result of lung cancer. A week after a surprise blizzard, the heavily populated parts of Nebraska are still experiencing power outages. Joe Hinton is with emergency management in hard-hit Lincoln.
We have some 36 counties that we were working with that were affected by this as it blew in from Kansas and Colorado.
Power company hopes to have all the power restored in a day or two. The NBA season is just underway, and already one of the league's top players could be facing a suspension. Correspondent Steve Futterman has details from Los Angeles.
The incident took place between practice sessions as the two teams were passing each other. The blow by the 7'1", 315-pound Shaquille O'Neal knocked Greg Ostertag to the ground, but Ostertag was not injured. The league is expected to review the incident, and some people believe O'Neal could be suspended.
Lakers coach Del Harris called it a minor incident that resulted in no damage. With news, I'm Dick Rossay.
I'm Rob Pascoe, WYUR News. Good morning. It's 52 degrees. Cloudy skies at Broadcast Park. Your news this hour is a service of Rain-X. An African-American family in Livonia is the victim of a hate group. Radical neo-Nazi group National Alliance is reportedly responsible for plastering dozens of orange stickers all over Dorothy Mitchell's home.
But to go all the way around the house and even on the bedroom windows, on the meters, I feel violated.
Now, these stickers declare the need to save the white race. Mitchell say this will not make them move. Detroit Board of Education Vice President Kawani Kenyatta has decided to step aside. Friday afternoon, he resigned from the board, saying the longer you stay in a part of something that has no integrity, your integrity comes into question as well. The move comes just 3 days after the board accepted the resignation of Superintendent David Sneed and appointed Eddie Green, a deputy superintendent, for the interim. Exact numbers have yet to be released, but city officials in Detroit feel good already. The morning after the final day of Halloween week in Detroit usually brings relief because of the fact that the few days before brought massive damage to the city. But now, according to Mayor Archer, there is a new feeling, hopefully will carry on throughout the year, the city of Detroit. Numbers are expected to be released sometime this Saturday afternoon, and according to Detroit Police Chief Ike McKinnon, he feels the change of attitude as well, even with some people you might not expect.
There's this newfound sense of spirit that everybody, I mean, you look at the young people in Southwest Detroit who call the troops to go on patrol.
WYUR News Time is 5 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you're headed to that football game today in Ann Arbor, as we mentioned earlier, it's the big homecoming weekend for the Wolverines. Traffic is going to get a little hectic in the area. Ann Arbor, no grass parking for today's Michigan versus Minnesota football game. Ann Arbor Golf and Outing and U of M Golf Course are closed. At Pioneer High, parking is available for permit holders, as well as about 1,000 additional spots available. You can try parking at the mall on State Street at I-94 and taking the shuttle. We'll take a look at your traffic after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sippy Soda sales meeting. Well, as you know, it's been a good year at Sippy Soda. We've introduced our three new flavors, Watermelon Wiggle, Bubblegum Pop, and Cotton Candy Fizzy. Well, that's right. You should be happy, because you are the ones who make Sippy Soda great. Every little bubble has your name on it. And we know people love and respect Sippy Soda. Why?
Well, that's right.
Because we put the art in artificial.
There's so much fake stuff in this world. But you can always count on the genuine taste of Ocean Spray Cranberry Juice Cocktail. It's made from real fruit grown on family farms for a refreshing taste that's never phony.
Oh, please, raise your bottles for a toast.
Ocean Spray. Refreshingly honest.
Checking your traffic for this Saturday morning. Telegraph southbound closed north of Orchard Lake until 6 p.m. Sunday for railroad crossing repairs. I-94 westbound at East Grand Boulevard, construction blocks the right lane. I-94 eastbound near Van Dyke, construction scheduled to block a lane. I-94 at Oakwood, construction blocks one lane in each direction. And I-94 eastbound at E-Course Road, one lane is blocked. Starting at noon today, I-96 westbound between Old Plank Road and Kent Lake Road. Construction is scheduled to block two lanes until 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. actually, on Sunday. And I-94 westbound, the ramp to Woodward Brush is scheduled to be closed for construction. Well, don't wait for bad weather. Apply Rain-X to your windshield now. Rain-X can make the difference between seeing and not seeing the road, other cars, and even pedestrians. Get Rain-X at automotive outlets everywhere. The weather forecast from the National Weather Service calling for cloudy skies today. Rain developing by afternoon, high in the mid-50s. Saturday night, cloudy with occasional rain, a low in the upper 40s. Sunday's forecast, cloudy and cooler with rain likely, high around 50 with scattered showers. Currently, cloudy, 52 degrees. It's 7 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock at Broadcast Park. Now you're up to date. I'm Rob Pasco, WYUR News.
Paul Christie.
9:11, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Paul Christie on WYUR, your radio station. Good to have you aboard. We'll be around from now until 10 o'clock this morning. And then Art Survey with Let's Talk Cars. We've been listening to some of the old air checks and disc jockeys, contest jingles, and songs from the 34-year-ago weekend that we celebrate this morning on the Paul Christie program, this Saturday morning of the inception of Keener 13 at 1310 on this very spot on your radio dial. Got more coming up for you between now and 9 o'clock. Right now, though, it affects a lot of people. There's no question about it. Most of us either have pets or know someone who does have a pet. But are we doing the right things with these pets? Dr. Sharon Norton is with us. She's an animal nutritionist with IAMS Company, and good to have you aboard. You have the figures, first of all, of how many people own pets. How many pet owners are there out there? Do you know?
Boy, there's a bunch.
well, now, there's a scientific figure. There's a bunch.
We are into the millions. I believe there's, upwards of 55 million dogs and 63 million cats in the United States right now.
Wow.
So that's a bunch.
Now, are you going to talk to us about pets or dogs or cats or what?
Well, we can talk about both.
Okay, because I'm a cat owner, as the regular listeners to this program now know. We have three of them.
Okay.
And they're all different, and sometimes they all do the same thing at the same time, and that's when they see me walk into the kitchen. I mean, I'm their best friend. They're hugging my leg, and they're just meowing like crazy. So let's start off with what you recommend as far as, getting them on a regular schedule. Because if I fed them every time, that I walked into the kitchen and they started begging for food or meowing for food, I am assuming that they're begging for food, they would weigh a lot more than they do at this point. What do we do?
Yeah, that's actually right. I think that happens to a lot of folks, too. They fall for that trick by our four-footed companions, and they end up feeding them instead of just petting them or spending some time with them. So a little advice to folks is if you've got yourself a dog or a cat, don't fall for all the glitzy labels and the nice colors and the fancy-sounding names. The first thing you should concern yourself with is buying a food that fits the life stage and the lifestyle of the pet you own. So, and usually good pet foods, like IAMS foods, will say that very clearly on the panel. Like, for example, this is a food for kittens or adult cats or senior cats. That would be an example of life stage. You can say the same thing for dogs.
Or I was going to say puppies and then the age breakdown and so forth.
Sure. So, now in your case, tell me about your cats. You have, they're all adult cats, I take it?
Yeah, one's about 4 years old, and the other two, well, the one that's about four, we adopted. We had a situation where someone in the family couldn't keep the cats because they found out they were allergic to them. They had three, we got one, And he weighs, oh, I don't know, I haven't weighed him lately, but it looks like he weighs between 20 and 30 pounds. He's a giant. And he's about 4 years old. The other is a skinny Siamese cat, has a little bite, maybe a half a spoonful, and walks away from it. And the other one, about 18 years old at this point, like the youngster, eats as much as we possibly could put in the plate. So that's what we've got there. We got a tiger cat, a Siamese, and another tiger.
Well, you've got a perfect example for us to talk about then. Take your big cat, for example, first.
Mm-hmm. That would be Bert.
Bert, the big cat. Okay, well, Bert is an adult cat. Now, you have to be honest. Now, do you think Bert is a little overweight, or is he just a big cat? Could Bert lose a few pounds, you think?
I think he's a big cat, but his previous owner came over and said, "Oh, he's getting bigger." I didn't notice it.
When Bert walks, do you notice the loose skin kind of hanging down around his belly? Does he have those fat pads?
But I thought that was just the long hair hanging down.
I thought
Bert was a hippie.
A hippie cat. Well, you need to. If he's a long-haired cat, you need to feel down there. It could very well be hair, but chances are that's where Bert's putting all his food. So you have an example there. You would want to go out and find a food that says this is formulated for an adult cat, but probably a cat that needs to have some sort of a weight management or weight reduction. So in terms of IMS foods, for example, we have something called the IMS Less Active for cats, and that would be perfect. And you could put Bert on that and measure the portions. That's always very important, too. A lot of folks go out and buy low-calorie foods and low-fat foods and think they can feed as much as they want. Not so. You still need to look at portions. Now,
I was going to say, I think I have detected maybe a problem that I have created for myself. And say what you want. You won't hurt my feelings. I feed them all the same thing out of the same can.
Well, you can actually get away with that if you've got cats that are needing the same thing. But it sounds to me like you might have one cat that needs to shed a few pounds, one cat
that needs to put on a few pounds.
That needs to put on some weight.
Probably weighs about 4 pounds.
Right. And then you've got the senior cat that may have some very unique nutritional needs. And you may very well need three different foods.
Oh.
Now, your Siamese cat, this is a real thin one, right?
Right.
Okay, here's an example of a cat that probably needs to put a little weight on. I haven't seen him, but sounds like it.
And
he also seems to have a pretty small appetite, from the way you've described it. So the key there is finding an adult food, but perhaps one that's formulated with a few more calories and a little bit more fat and extra nutrients, because we're going to have the constraint of a small meal size for this guy, yet he's still got to gain some weight. So you're going to need to look for a more nutrient-dense food. So maybe something like Eukanuba cat food would be perfect for that cat, because it's a very nutrient-dense formula, and he'll be able to gain that weight and do it by eating less food because it's such a concentrated formula. So if you fed him the same food that you would feed this Bert, the big cat, assuming you went out and bought a less active product, that might not be such a great idea, because Bert's going to be losing weight, which is good, but then your Siamese cat is going to be
losing weight,
which is not such a good idea.
And can't afford it. Well, we're getting into the holiday season now, and I don't know how many parties they are going to attend, but can you see my okay. How do we treat pets at holiday time for those who are listening and don't have the same problem that I do with the three different types of cats?
Well, first of all, you're probably not alone, so you've got a very typical situation, and the holidays are one of those times that we all feel good about ourselves and eating, and then we like to spread that to our companions, and that can get into a bad situation. Number one, you've got to resist the urge to feed your dogs or cats human food. Although it sounds exciting and you feel like you're doing the right thing,
and it's easy,
don't do it. Still feed them their complete and balanced diet. And for folks out there listening that may have dogs, what I suggest, especially if you're going to have a house full of people, is make this big announcement. Say, okay, I've got the special dog treats here, like Iams biscuits, for example. So I've put out on the counter here three treats that Fido can have today. Anyone can feed Fido these biscuits, but when they're gone, they're gone. And that way everyone can participate, feel good about supplementing some treats to the dog, but they won't get carried away, and they'll understand that Fido has his own treats to consume during that time. Dogs and cats can get really sick during the holidays if they eat the things that we eat. we can get sick even.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But they just cannot handle the sugar, some of the high fat that we have in the foods that we consume, and it's actually going to turn out to be exactly opposite of what you think you're doing when you supplement those foods. You think you're doing something great, you're making your pet happy, when in fact you're going to make your pet very sick.
Mm.
So just stay on the food that you feed all throughout the year and try to avoid supplementing.
Okay, I want to give equal time to dogs. We started talking about cats. Now, if you have a dog and you just don't have time or the weather's not quite right and you don't want to take the dog out for a walk, are there other alternatives in the house?
Well, the nice thing about a dog, depending what kind of a dog it is and, mm-hmm. and the size of the home you live in, you can always play with your pet inside. Usually, I shouldn't say if I'm going to make all the cat owners angry out there, but sometimes you just can't get a cat to get as frisky as you can a dog. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of activities that you can do with your dog in the house. I think one of the best things people can do, and you described it, is you walk into the kitchen and all of a sudden you're the target for your cats. Same thing for your dog. Just don't always fall for that and think that your dog is hungry. Your dog or your cat may just want affection. Mm. But don't substitute food for affection. Sit down with your dog, pet your dog, groom your dog, you know, brush your dog. And if you do those things instead of putting food into your dog's or your cat's mouth that they probably don't need other than what they're getting from their food,
mm-hmm.
you're doing a whole lot of good for your pet.
Okay.
So that's probably the best advice I can give you.
I was just going to ask you in our remaining moments here, Dr. Sharon Norton, animal nutritionist with the IAMS Company, if you have any final reminders about cats and or dogs during this holiday season.
Well, one special reminder, too, is when we put up all these decorations, they can also pose a little bit of a threat if we're not careful. They're bright and shiny, and they catch our pet's attention, and sometimes they think they're food. So
yeah.
Be kind of careful with the ornaments and keep track of what your pets are doing during that time. And I tell you, if you can get folks to feed a good food to their pet, don't change anything over the holidays. Try to exercise them a little bit. It's probably good for yourself, too. You're going to do a world of good for their pets, and they're going to have them around for a real long time if they do that. One other thing I can pass out for you here is we have got some folks at our customer service center that
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell folks out there, if they even don't have a pet, having a bad hair day, call these people. They are great. They're a lot of fun. But if you do have a pet, they are true experts in canine and feline nutrition. And let me give you an 800 number.
Okay.
It's 1-800-525-4267.
Okay.
And that's our IAMS Customer Service Center. And they can answer just about any question that you can come up with regarding the health and well-being of dogs and cats.
Great. 1-800-525-4267.
That's correct.
Answer any questions, and if they don't have the answer, they'll find it for you.
They will find it. They are great.
All right. Dr. Sharon Norton, thank you for spending some time with us on a Saturday especially. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. It was great.
And you are an animal nutritionist.
That's right.
How long do you have to go to school to be an animal nutritionist?
Oh,
just like
man.
A regular doctor?
Well, let's see. 4 years for a BS and 2 for a master's and 3.5 for a PhD. And then I did a postdoctoral fellow. So, boy, that added up. So usually you're looking at probably anywhere from 8 to 10 years, depending
on how
bright you are. So,
well, you are bright and cheery this morning. Thank you very much.
Okay. You have a great day.
You too. Sharon Norton, Dr. Sharon Norton. She spent enough time becoming a doctor, so let's give her full credit there. The animal nutritionist with IAMS Company. We appreciate her spending time with us at 9:23 on your radio station, WYUR. 51 degrees, high today, about 55. Our broadcast park temperature again, with the rain off and on, and damp, is 51 degrees. We'll have some more Keener 13 for you. That's right, we're celebrating 34 years of WKNR Keener 13 on this spot on your dial at 1310 a.m. Now it's your radio station, WYUR, but we'll take you back with the station that you grew up with on Keener 13, coming right up very shortly on WYUR. From Ann Arbor, Michigan, this is Barbara Lewis. Baby, I'm Yours with Paul Christie.
Baby, I'm yours. Baby, I'm yours.
until eternity. Baby, I'm yours till the stars fall from the sky. Baby, I'm yours till the rivers all run dry. Baby, I'm yours.
Barbara Lewis from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Baby, I'm Yours. 926 at WYUR, celebrating 34 years of Keener 13 at this spot on your dial, the station you grew up with. Scott Regan coming up.
You're listening to WYUR, AM 1310, and we built this radio station for you. That's why we call it listener-driven radio. Just listen.
Yes, my name is Maria, and I'm from Farmington Hills. I'm really happy your radio station's there. I don't know who I turn to otherwise. Thanks.
Hi, my name's David. I'm just calling to tell you guys that you guys get a super radio station. I'm 31 years old. I love it.
This is Jackie from Riverview. I think you guys are just so great, and I feel so comfortable and just love your music and your chatting, and I just hope you stay on there, and I'm going to listen to you.
Yes, I'm Bob from Birmingham, Michigan, and I just want to thank you for bringing some decent radio back. No, I'm glad that WYUR is on the air. Thank you.
WYUR.
Thank you, and we're listening to you all the time, round the clock. You were listening 34 years ago to Keener 13, WKNR, at 1310 on your dial. We're celebrating the inception of Keener, and this one makes me feel good, because he goofs on the words, and it makes me feel like every time I goof that, hey, I'm not the first one to do this. I'm talking about Scott Regan. So, Scott, if you will, please. All right.
Here's the Burger Club number. Where is the Beatle Rubber Soul album, a Keener Oldies But Goodies album, Volume 2, and a Supremes at the Copacabana album. Three big albums for this Burger Club number. And you may join the Burger Club by sending your name and address on a postcard. Please have patience waiting for your Burger Club crafty bat. Please have patience waiting for your Burger Club crafty bat. Please have patience waiting for your Burger Club card to get to you. Okay? And here's the number for the Rubber Soul album, the Keener Oldies But Goodies album, and the Supremes of the Copa album. All three are yours if you call within 13 minutes. And your Burger Club number is 11,182.
Shell for you there from the Beatles and Scott Regan and our reminiscing of WKNR 34 years ago, the station that you grew up with. This is your station now, WYUR, 1310 AM. And your headlines come from Rob Pasco. Hi, Rob. What's happening in the news?
Hello there. Well, there's some good news, actually. A lot of people say that news generally contains just bad news. Today's a good day if you're a Detroit City resident, especially because the numbers are way down over the last couple of years as far as arson fires in the week of Halloween. Want details on that? Protesters were not enough to keep a Macomb County judge down. I'll have that story. Metro Detroiters can get a peek at proposed casinos. Well, at least the models of them. I'll tell you how you can do that. And the DIA has made a management decision after nearly 2 years of negotiating. We'll have these stories as well as the traffic and your weather. And that's coming up at about 4 minutes past the hour of 10.
All right. We appreciate that very much. You've been so nice to us this morning. You didn't have to be so nice, but we appreciate you being nice. No, I'm serious. You didn't have to be so nice. Also happens to be the Lovin' Spoonful's next song. WYUR. Didn't have to be so nice. The Lovin' Spoonful on WYUR 1310 AM. 34 years ago on this weekend, Keener 13 happened on this very spot on your radio dial. And we'll be reminiscing once again and going back and listening to some of your requests and disc jockeys and some of the songs, the contests and the promotions and the commercials before 10 o'clock this morning. And speaking of 10 o'clock this morning, Art Survey will be here with Let's Talk Cars. Well, right now, as much as I like to talk cars, I'm sorry, I want to talk skiing, and I want to talk to Tony Aguirre, the manager of the Bavarian Village. Hi, Tony.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's going on there? You getting ready for the big snow, huh?
Absolutely. We had a little bit of taste of it last weekend, so we're ready to go this, you know, early this year.
So what's happening at the Bavarian Village Ski and Golf? Well, you're not going to be... Well, I guess you could play golf as long as there's no heavy snow on the
right.
But you're concentrating on skiing right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely into the ski season mode right now.
And anything as far as ski safety that's new to be talked about or just reminders about what you should be aware of?
Well, I think if we're talking safety, the best thing to do is get your ski equipment checked annually before the season gets started. And actually, the best thing to do is just bring them into any certified ski shop like ourselves and get it maintained for the season.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the equipment? There seems to be so much available these days. How do you know what the right equipment is?
Well, there's a lot of equipment out there. You're right. A lot of new changes have developed throughout the last couple of years. It's the new shape skis have come into play, where skiing is much easier for everybody now. It's making a lot of people improve much faster, and it's something that's making the sport a lot more fun for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Are we seeing any difference in ages, or is it about the same as it always has been, as far as the youngest to the oldest? Does it make any difference?
No, age is not really a factor when it comes to the sport. I mean, I've got a 2-year-old that skis, and you know, my grandfather skis, so it's a wide range of skiers, and everybody can enjoy it.
Now, as far as someone who just starting off and has never done it, been afraid they might hurt themselves and so forth and so on, how do you, but they think they might check it out or go with someone else to kind of check it out, how do you deal with that kind of a person? What do you start with someone who hasn't skied before but thinks they might want to, but as I said, has some reservations?
Well, that's really all you need if you have the desire to learn. Yeah, most of the skiers are offering ski lessons, so you don't have to go in there cold. You have a rental program at most of the skiers, and we offer a rental program as well for us.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it doesn't take a lot of expense to get started in the sport. For someone who's thinking about doing it, they can go to one of the local areas, take a lesson, and with the new equipment again, you'll be amazed at how much faster they can progress through the sport.
Now, do you get involved personally with someone who's a newcomer and kind of guide them along in terms of evaluating and giving them tips, sort of coaching them, I guess, probably the best way to look at it?
Well, at Bavarian Village, we can give you some basic information while you're in the store. The best thing, however, is if you do go to a skier and sign up for a lesson, that's probably the best, because they can give you on-hands or on-snow instruction.
Mm-hmm. So they can go right to class and practice.
Correct.
Class on
Correct.
The slopes.
Yeah, I mean, most of the things that we will stress here at Bavarian Village is that you want to take some of the variables out of it. You know, obviously dressing for the sport is important. We offer all the long underwear, outerwear that you can think of, so that you can make it real enjoyable and not have to worry about the weather.
Probably important that the correct apparel be
absolutely
purchased, right?
Absolutely.
Because you might think, well, I'll wear this to keep warm, but then it may hamper your ability on the slope. Is that
exactly
it?
You know, and what we'll find, you know, what we'll find is that people are wearing jeans and that kind of thing out there, where it'll just soak up all kinds of moisture.
Mm.
You know, so here at Bavarian Village, we'll offer, you know, water repellent clothing. We'll offer the proper layering technique so that you can stay warm and not hinder your movements.
Is it a situation as far as cost of apparel and cost of clothes to wear? Is it, I guess the best term would be, is it competitive with other clothes? Or, I mean, are there, you know, a range of prices for apparel that may be acceptable?
Oh, it's a wide variety. At Bavarian Village, we'll offer various price points, so that we actually have a lot of traffic this time of year with back to school clothing wear. You know, a lot of parents will come in and buy it before the season really gets going, so that their kids are outfitted for the year.
Mm-hmm.
While they're in school, maybe. So you can wear it everyday wear as well as on the slopes.
Mentioning school, and you said there are, you know, lessons to be given. How long does it take, as far as the school is concerned, or lessons?
The lessons are really coordinated by the ski area. Well, most of them are about a half hour to an hour
mm-hmm.
session, and you can take successful lessons if you'd like. But generally, it's a half hour to an hour.
Mm-hmm. Is the old cliche picture of people hanging around the fireplace still fashionable and not really hitting the slopes at all, but just for a fashion statement? Is that still going on?
Well, there's a lot of people that like to do that. Yes, there's nothing wrong with hanging out at the fireplace.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing that. I just wonder if they're still doing that.
Well, you know what? There is a lot of different approaches to the sport, and part of it is it's a real social event, and that's definitely one aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cross-country skiing, is this as popular as ever, or what?
Yeah, usually cross-country skiing is, it gets a little bit more traffic during the obvious snow seasons, you know, and as the snow falls, that's when it really picks up. This time of year, everybody's getting prepared. So, yeah, they're getting their skis maintained as well, just like downhill skis would be.
Mm-hmm. Does Bavarian have a cross-country skiing what do you call it? Path? Oh. Do you have a path for that?
Well, we don't have a path. The path is right through our store.
Right.
Bavarian Village will offer, you know, cross-country skiing as well. Yes, we have an extensive selection of cross-country skis, boots, bindings, and poles, and apparel.
As far as where they might go to cross-country ski, do you have recommendations for your customers?
Well, I think most of the state parks are in the area. Uh-huh. You can cross-country ski in. I know Mayberry State Park offers that.
Good.
Kensington, is a real nice place to go also. And what's nice with cross-country is you can get out and just do it very spontaneously. Most of the golf courses will let you do it on their courses as the snow flies.
Yeah, and from my standpoint, you're not going down a hill lickety-split either.
Exactly. It's a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah. Okay, well, Tony Aguirre from Bavarian Village, the manager of Bavarian Village, we appreciate you spending some time with us. It's just about that time, and he's the one guy who listens to the weather forecast and says, come on!
Exactly.
Give me El Nino anytime.
Exactly. We're hoping for a great snow year.
All right, Tony, thank you for being with us. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right, and this is your radio station. Anytime you want to talk to us about skiing in Bavarian Village, we appreciate it, and you are welcome to join us. We have 942 at WYUR. Paul Christie with you. We'll be right back with more reminiscing with the 34 years ago this weekend of Keener 13.
Getting ulcers because of those high health insurance payments? Feeling sick at the health insurance premiums being quoted to you? Then you haven't called 1-800-776-7646. And discovered what the Alliance for Affordable Healthcare can do for you. When you call 1-800-776-7646, you will discover a company that can provide you with quality healthcare at affordable prices. Sounds too good to be true? Well, it is true. The Alliance provides dependable, quality plans underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company and Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Whether you're an entrepreneur or an individual working for a company that provides no benefits, calling Alliance at 1-800-776-7646 can provide you with a plan to meet your needs and budget. Find out for yourself. There's no obligation. A quick free call to 1-800-776-7646 will let you know exactly what Alliance can do for you. Call 1-800-776-7646 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Your friends will be impressed by your savvy business acumen.
Okay. Savvy? Yes, he is. Acumen? Yes, he has that. Art Servi. Talking cars. At 10 o'clock. Thanks for the $5 to say that, Art. I really appreciate it. It's 9:44 at WYUR. We are checking back 34 years ago this weekend. It was Keener 13 at 1310 a.m. on this very spot on your radio dial. And a lot of you have called and asked for some special requests as far as the disc jockeys are concerned. Here's another one for Bob Green.
Whee! Crazy man.
That's what you are, Reggie, a crazy man.
The winning jockey, our win pays $13. The entries in this race are Chad Clark, Scott Reagan, and Paul Cannon.
Who's this?
Gail.
Gail, what's your last name?
Sednick.
How you doing?
Fine.
Good. You're our DJ Derby contestant. Which DJ would you like to pick?
Ted Clark.
Ted Clark. Okay, good luck to you, Gail.
Cannon, Reagan, and Clark out of the gate beautifully. Neck and neck, stirrup to stirrup, and whip to whip. Coming down to the clubhouse home stretch, Scott Berger, Reagan loses one stirrup. Ted Clark is apparently whipped, and by a neck, the winner is Paul Cannon. Reagan second, and Clark is third, and it's official.
Sorry about that.
You didn't win the $13 now, but you're still eligible for the weekly grand prize of $113, picked each Monday on the Bob Green Show. Remember, it pays to listen to
Keener 13.
Hey, Gail, Big TC let you down.
Yeah.
But you might win the 113 Monday on the Bob Green Show. Last week's winner was Karen Sexton, who played on the J. Michael Wilson Show, and also, like you, won a Keener ballpoint pen, so maybe you'll get lucky and win the 113. I sure hope so.
Me too.
Yeah. Gail, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Sunday at Beautiful Motor City Drag
Speedway.
Fabulous Motor City presents the first feature appearance of the incredible rocket-powered experimental Turbine Dart from Chicago, Illinois.
It looks like a stock car.
It runs like a jet.
So dangerous, a special $1 million insurance policy has been obtained for this one-time appearance.
See the unbelievable Turbine Dart take on the incredible Los Angeles-based Doug Hedder's Chevy Too Much, altered wheelbase nitro-fuel-guzzling funny car in the wildest run what you've run drag racing battle ever witnessed.
Bring your camera.
Sunday
at Beautiful Motor City Dragway.
Drag racing capital of Mid-America.
All right, let's wrap up the Keener Music Guide countdown.
You're in on the WKNR Hit Line.
La, 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 la.
Scary and show. In my darkest hour, in the oh, how happy you have made me. 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 Through our years together, we have had stormy weather, but our love has been so strong that somehow we carry on in the world.
Keener hit number one this week. Shades of Blue, fast guest stars on the show, and oh, how happy you have made me. Keener time is 7:15. Keener temperature 54.
Okay, obviously that was not Bob Green. That was Scotty Regan. It was my fault. I thought it was mislabeled, and it's not. It's the eyes. That's the third thing to go, right? Art Servia.
What are the other two?
Art Servia is here, and he at 10 o'clock will be talking cars. Let's talk cars with Art at 10 o'clock. And he mentioned to me while that was playing, when Scotty Berger was playing there, that he did the liner notes for that album.
For that album,
Shades
yes.
of Blue and Oh How Happy.
Yeah, Tony Marinelli and the group.
Really?
Yes. That was a big record in Detroit and then went national
oh, sure.
from there.
Oh, yeah. It was a very big yeah, record.
Become a classic today.
There were a lot of big records that came out of Detroit back right. then. In fact, I got a little trivia for you.
Okay.
Let's see how good you really are, Mr. Art. Do you know okay. the first song ever to come out of Detroit that sold a million? The very first million seller out of Detroit, a Detroit artist?
Jack Scott.
No.
No?
No, it wasn't Jack Scott.
Oh, son of a gun.
I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
It was an instrumental.
Okay, wait a minute now.
Huh?
Instrumental.
Da 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 da. Whatever, I don't know.
Okay, well, it already went. Remember the things that one of the first things ago?
Yeah,
mine went.
Yours went.
Who was it?
Dave Baby Cortez and Happy.
Oh my goodness!
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I forgot he was from Detroit.
Yeah. See? Can't do that. All right, thanks, Art. We'll see you at 10.
Okay.
All right, 9:50, 10 before 10 on WYUR. I will have Bob Green coming up, right? We promise? Okay. We will.
Cruise Stars and the Music of Your Life present Big Band on the High Seas, starring the Glenn Miller Orchestra and you.
Join me, Chuck Southcott, for a 7-day cruise to the Eastern Caribbean starting December 13th. We sail from Fort Lauderdale, visit Phillipsburg, St. Martin, St. John, and St. Thomas, Nassau, the Bahamas, and spend restful days just sailing the seas. We'll cruise on Holland America Line's MS Westerdam, featured in the 20th Century Fox film Out to Sea. You'll enjoy the ship's million-dollar art collection, spacious cabins with a daily fresh fruit basket, chocolates, fresh flowers, and complimentary hors d'oeuvres before dinners featuring a cornucopia of menu choices. All the way, you'll swing and dance to the music of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Experience the five-star cruise line, voted best cruise value 4 years in a row, with over 120 years of cruising experience. Be pampered for 7 days. Prices start as low as $624. Call Cruise Stars for details about Big Band on the High Seas at 1-800-732-7287. That's 1-800-732-7287.
Hi, this is Scotty Bowman. After a long season, it's nice to get away on vacation. Next August, I'm planning on taking the Your Man Tours Alaska Cruise and Northwest Vacation. In fact, I'll be the host. Whether you're a hockey fan or not, we'd love to have you join our group. We'll start by flying into San Francisco for a couple of days before taking Amtrak's new premier train, the Coast Starlight, to Seattle. Our ship will be the MS Westerdam, part of Holland America Line's five-star fleet. After the cruise, you'll travel through British Columbia, Washington, Montana, and Yellowstone National Park before flying home from Salt Lake City. If you can join our group, plan now since space is limited.
For a brochure of the Scotty Bowman Alaska Cruise and Northwest Vacation, call Your Man Tours at 1-800-YOUR-MAN. Whether you take the 7-day cruise only or the complete 2-week vacation, space will sell out fast. So call today, 1-800-YOURMAN.
Thanks, Bob. It's 9:52. Paul Christie on your radio station. If you just joined us, we're going back 34 years with the radio station you grew up with. 1310 AM back then was called Keener 13. And we promised you Bob Green. And when we promise something, we try to deliver. We do it about 99.9% of the time.
We do our stories once in a while, as we do our pick and plays once in a while. And people have often all kinds of questions about, you know, why can't I get in, or why this or why that. The majority of answers are simply because too many people are calling in once trying to get in. But, you know, we get some nutty people that really get me mad, not because it gets me mad because of the fact that I lift up the phone and I say hello, and they just don't say anything. You know, that's so what. But in the meantime, these people are tying up the line so that other people who actually want to get through can't get through. And so believe me, people, I know how hard it is to call the Woodward lines. But you've got some real characters occasionally that call us, and they'll, you know, there's, of course, obscenities, and there are various things said. But occasionally, like right now, the lines are tied up because somebody called in and I guess had the receiver dialing the number, and they heard the ring, and they went to get somebody, and they put their phone down on the table, and they have not yet returned. And so the line, of course, is connected. And we cannot disconnect it unless we call a phone company, which we can do, but it takes time. And this is why people do this, and of course it blocks the lines so that it's not fair to other people. And really, I think it would be nice if you just didn't do that, really, because it's only fair. Let's try to be fair about this if we can, all right?
Thank you very much.
They had talk radio back then.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seems so right before. Every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like, I love you.
All right, we are reminiscing with Keener 13, WKNR, 34 years ago this weekend. From this radio station that you're listening to right now at 1310 AM, WYUR, your radio station. 956, Paul Christie on a Saturday morning. Thank you for being with us. 52 degrees, high today, about 55, so we're almost there. In between all of this, some rain possible, diminishing tonight, a low of 45 to 48. And Sunday, scattered showers with a high near 50. Got some news for you at the top of the hour, followed by the local and regional news from WYUR. And then you will talk cars with Art Survey. We'll see you tomorrow after Dick Kernan. Between 9 and noon tomorrow, we'll have a computer expert on talking about the internet and computer questions. We'll be answering you or your questions on the air. And we'll play some Michigan trivia. Got a great trivia book for you to win. WYUR.
Slimy, scummy.
These are a few of the very scientific words some people use to describe their mouth soon after brushing their teeth. The second you put down your toothbrush, germs start to come back, making your mouth
pasty, sticky, stale, tacky.
Fight back with new Cool Mint Listerine Tartar Control Toothpaste with fluoride. It doesn't just kill germs, it keeps on fighting them. And you keep feeling the clean instead of
gunky, gummy, gross.
New Listerine Tartar Control Toothpaste. Strong on germs, long on clean. Use as directed.
JCPenney $1 million jewelry sale, you can save 20 to 50% on a collection of beautiful fine jewelry. Plus an extra 10% off sale prices of selected items. Hurry in. Sale ends November 2nd. Percent off regular prices.
I love the way you make me smile.
Some exclusions apply.
This is the radio station that listens to you.
WYUR, Dearborn, Detroit.
It's 10 o'clock. Time for Mutual News. Mutual News.
President Clinton had his veto pen poised this morning, and he thrust, as correspondent Bob Buss reports.
Once again, the president is using his line item veto power, even as members of Congress have serious second thoughts about providing it, and cases challenging it are moving into the courts. Today's bills cover transportation, the Veterans Administration, and housing, and there will be at least a few projects the president will say he didn't ask for, the country doesn't need, and he's taking out. The
president said today's action will save taxpayers some $20 million. He canceled 10 projects from two large spending bills. Thousands of residents of Nebraska remain without heat and light a full week after a surprise blizzard whipped across the Central Plains. Hundreds of workers are out this weekend trying to restore fallen power and telephone lines, especially in the Lincoln and Omaha areas. In aid of Minnesota, 15 residents of a nursing home have died following the effects of their evacuation from a flood last April. Age and ill health contributed to their deaths. I'm Dick Rossi.
Know how you love the classic flavor of extra classic bubblegum?
Well, guess what? Now the flavor lasts longer than ever. So you can enjoy blowing extra bubbles. Lots of extra bubbles. Try extra classic bubble gum. The classic flavor you love now lasts even longer.
Nirvana is a weekend away from the everyday world. In Nirvana, you relax in a big two-room suite. Breakfast is free there and cooked however you want. Nirvana has a reception every evening with your favorite beverages and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Skeptics will say that Nirvana doesn't exist. Skeptics should get away on the weekends more often.
Find Nirvana at Embassy Suites. It's twice the hotel. Reserve on the internet or call 1-800-EMBASSY.
The UN says it will resume arms inspection in Iraq next week with U.S. participation despite Iraqi demands that the Americans leave the country. There's been worldwide reaction to the life sentence imposed on English au pair Louise Woodward for killing the infant she was caring for. At her home in the English town of Elton, a fundraising campaign to help the Woodward defense is getting a big response. According to Hazel Mayamba Kasono on NBC's Today Show, she heads the Woodward Appeals Committee.
What was a village campaign originally has become a worldwide campaign in less than 24 hours, and the response is quite overwhelming, and we're not quite keeping up with it.
So far, the committee has raised $100,000. Woodward's attorneys will ask the judge on Tuesday to set the verdict aside for lack of evidence. Parents Magazine conducted a survey of parents who use child care services, and the results were eye-opening. Magazine editor Sarah Mahoney.
For instance, 50% of the people who said that they use babysitters have at some point had an experience that was so bad that they wouldn't use that sitter or nanny again.
The magazine's conclusion, parents do not have access to adequate quality child care. The Reform Party, founded by Ross Perot, is holding a convention in Kansas City this weekend. A splinter group, the American Reform Party, will hold a news conference today, while Perot is scheduled to deliver the keynote address later this evening. Think Mercedes, you think luxury cars. Think again. Mercedes has unveiled a truck, a sports utility vehicle, and it's getting high marks from Motor Trend magazine. That magazine's C. Van Toon has our report.
Mercedes M-Class starts at under $34,000. Even with every option, it's still under $40,000. So buyers can have a Mercedes in their garage at a price that is very affordable.
And this Mercedes-Benz speaks with a Southern, not a German accent. It's built in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. With news, I'm Dick Rossay.
I'm Rob Pascoe, WYUR News. A judge is still in office, even after co-workers' complaints. Good morning. It's 52 degrees with cloudy skies at Broadcast Park. Your news this hour is a service of Rain-X. Well, despite objections from fellow workers, Peter Massaroni has been renamed Chief Judge of the Macomb County Circuit Court. This past September, 6 out of 9 judges at the courthouse sent a letter to the Supreme Court asking for a new chief judge to be named. The letter reportedly said that Massaroni fails to consult with other workers before making important decisions. The appointment was made by the justices of the state Supreme Court. A private manager has been named for the Detroit Institute of Arts in Detroit. On Friday, the Detroit Arts Commission approved an operating agreement for a private, not-for-profit organization to take over the day-to-day operations. The contract, which still needs city council approval, is a result of more than 2 years of negotiating between the Founder Society, the mayor's office, and the city council. An African-American family in Livonia is the victim of a hate group. Radical neo-Nazi group National Alliance is reportedly responsible for plastering dozens of orange stickers all over Dorothy Mitchell's home.
What, to go all the way around the house and even on the bedroom windows, on the meters, I feel violated.
Stickers declared the need to save the white race. The Mitchells say this will not make them move. Metro Detroit residents can get a sneak peek at some of the proposed casino models next week. Will it be Mirage, Trump, Circus Circus, or somebody else? These are just 3 of the 7 potential names that could fill the city skyline someday soon. Mayor Dennis Archer will be selecting his 3 this coming Friday. Public can look at the models Monday through Friday at Cobo Hall. Detroit Board of Education Vice President Kawani Kenyatta has decided to step aside. On Friday afternoon, he resigned from the board, saying that the longer you stay at a part of something that has no integrity, your integrity comes into question as well. The move comes just 3 days after the board accepted the resignation of Superintendent David Sneed and appointed Eddie Green a deputy superintendent for the interim. This is what Kenyatta said yesterday at a press conference.
I do not use the term stepping down, because you can't step any further down than where I'm already am with the Board of Education. In a real sense, I am stepping up.
WYUR News Time is 10:07. Checking your traffic. If you're headed to the football game in Ann Arbor, no grass parking for today's Michigan versus Minnesota football game. Ann Arbor Golf and Outing and U of M Golf Course are closed. At Pioneer High, parking is available for permit holders, as well as about 1,000 additional spots available. You can try parking at the mall on State Street at I-94 and taking the shuttle. Telegraph southbound closed north of Orchard Lake until 6 p.m. Sunday for railroad crossing repairs. The lodge between I-94 and Warren, construction blocks the left lane in each direction. I-96 westbound past Merriman, construction blocks two right lanes. I-275 northbound between Michigan Avenue and 5 Mile, watch for construction lane closures slowing traffic. And the I-75 Fisher northbound ramp to Gibraltar Road closed, as in the Gibraltar ramp to I-75 North. Well, this is Rain-X weather. Use Rain-X, the invisible windshield wiper, to let you see clearly and drive safely. Then you'll be singing in the rain, "I can see clearly now." Get Rain-X at automotive outlets everywhere. Weather forecast from the National Weather Service, calling for cloudy skies today with rain. They want to pick up some of that Rain-X. High in the mid-50s. Tonight, cloudy, occasional rain, low in the upper 40s. And Sunday, cloudy and cooler with rain likely. High around 50. Scattered showers possible once again. Currently cloudy, 52 degrees. It's 8 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock at Broadcast Park. Now you are up to date. I'm Rob Pascoe, WYUR News.